For those unfamiliar with the practice, trapped foxes are placed in large acre fenced-in preserves where dogs are allowed to chase them. Advocates say it's a safe and effective way of training the hounds for hunting. Delegate Thomas Wright urged his colleagues to vote against the new limitations, saying dogs don't typically catch the foxes. He says this bill also applies to coyotes, a nuisance animal, and it would place restrictions on those hunting them.
How about the ones in the future who wanted to have a pen for run deer hounds in and wanted to put fox and coyotes in it? That prohibits that. And the 40 years, does anybody really believe that people that are truly think this is an inhumane sport, that they would let it go on for 40 years?
But Delegate David Bulova disagrees.
We do have a situation here in the Commonwealth of Virginia where we have a practice that has involved 7,000 fox over the last 6 years. A study by Virginia Tech said that 90% of those fox, after 18 months, will be deceased.
The bill passed the House by an 84-14 margin and now goes back to the Senate for a final vote on the House compromise. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.